This week's flight to London is the second longest trip the Jaguars will have all season. An 8-hour and 35-minute extravaganza from Jacksonville International to Heathrow in London. The good news is Virgin Atlantic is a really nice airline. The bad news is 8 hours and 35 minutes is still 8 hours and 35 minutes. A trip to Seattle is generally the road trip least likely to be enjoyed by a Florida team. And that one is only a little more than 5.5 hours. Nearly 9 hours is a completely different game.
It's a change up. It's, you know, adversity. It's whatever you want to call it. But, I mean, guys are excited for it. And, you know, hopefully people will be able to sleep on a plane.
Sleep, dehydration, being delirious, dementia. That might just be me. I don't know.
The normal size guys, you know, wide receivers and defensive backs, they have it easier than the not so normal size guys.
I feel bad for those guys. Yeah, that'd be a terrible 8.5 hour, 9 hour flight to be that big.
They definitely accommodate us with the little bed seats that they have on the plane. So, I mean, I think even the bigger guys are okay. But it's nice. It's a plane, so it's not the most comfortable situation.
Most guys, normal size and those slightly larger, will use their time on board wisely, whatever that means.
I'm going to try to sleep for at least 6 or 7 and then make sure your iTunes is right. And that you get some good food and some liquid in you.
We get out of here a little bit early, so I know I'll sit next to Chad, and we'll go through our normal Thursday evening stuff, you know, watching the tape on the iPads and doing that, and then probably try and go to sleep as soon as possible.
The good news is the Jaguars have been to London the last 2 years. They know how to get it done. The bad news is the longest flight the Jaguars have all season is the 9 hours and 15 minutes home.